welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
You know, you mentioned something earlier, and I wanted to zip back around to that, and that is shopping around and how maybe guys don't do it as much, but maybe the ladies do. But we talked a little bit about why it's important maybe for travel planning to do a bit of shopping around.
Well, it is. There's so many websites out there. What are the advantages and disadvantages of all of them? And, you know, which ones are used most of the time?
Well, you know, I have a favorite. I know I've shared this with you before, and that is Kayak. It's real easy to remember. It doesn't have one of those kind of, you know, funny names or anything like that. Kayak, real easy to remember, kayak.com. And what I love about it is that it compares the different airlines to the destinations where you're planning to go, with airfares for all of the airlines that are going there, as well as the time departure times, the schedules. It gives you all the detailed information. So you can really compare some shop right there on that one website. With airfares, hotels, car rentals, everything, Kayak has it right there. It's great.
Well, that seems like it's a pretty straightforward site to go to.
It is. And again, it's kayak.com. Another that I really like is airfarewatchdog.com. Now, if you have a trip in mind and you're, you know, doing that kind of what we mentioned earlier, too, going back and forth with, well, you know, that looks like a good deal, but maybe something else will come up a little bit later. And this especially is true if you are planning that trip far out, say maybe 2 months out, and you really want to watch an airfare. Airfare Watchdog is a good one for that. You can go set it all up. It will send you alerts when the airfare changes, both directions, up and down. And it will keep you posted on how that airfare to your destination is coming along.
That's pretty cool.
It is definitely really, really cool. I really like that website.
How about another one?
There's one that's called Skip Lagged. It's not very well known, but it's definitely worth checking out because you can book a flight with a connection. Now, this is a little tricky, so I want to make sure I explain it where everyone, you know, make sure I'm clear with explaining it. And I've done this in the past, I will admit. Say, for instance, you're wanting to come to Atlanta from Los Angeles. So you'd book a flight Los Angeles, Atlanta, Savannah. And that may make your ticket cheaper because you have that extra leg on there to Savannah. So basically what you're buying is airfare from Los Angeles to Savannah. But you know you're going to get off in Atlanta and you're not going to continue on to Savannah. So that makes your ticket a little bit cheaper. Now that's a little trick that, you know, it's not really well known, but it can make your ticket a little bit cheaper. But now the catch to that, though, is that you can't check any bags, because that bag will be going on to Savannah. And if you're not planning to go to Savannah, your bag will, you know, depart and keep going. So that's a little bit tricky, but it is called skiplagged.com. So check them out and just see if maybe that works for you. It doesn't always work with all of those kind of putting those different legs together. So it could be that you save a little bit of money, or it could be that you save a lot, but definitely worth checking it out.
Okay. What about Priceline?
Well, you know, Priceline, a lot of people know about Priceline because it is that name your price website, and the commercials and everything are kind of cute as well. But, you know, it's one of those sites where you can put in a bid for a price.
A dollar?
Well, maybe not quite a dollar. You'll have to add some more dollars to that dollar, Doc Bill. But you can sometimes find, you know, 40% savings or some big savings. And again, the great thing about Priceline.com is you can compare some shop, and you can also look at not only flights, but you're looking at hotels, car rentals, tour packages. You can look at all of that right there on that one spot. And if you're flexible and don't mind sort of the day that you fly or what time you fly, you really can do really well on a site like Priceline, because a lot of times they don't tell you all of the details until you do book. So it could be also, too, that you are doing a flight that may not go direct. It may have a stop. So it could be some things like that as well.
Okay.
And then Travelocity is a subsidiary of Expedia. A lot of people have heard of Expedia. And again, it's one of those sites where you can go and you can look for great deals. You can shop around quite a bit there. Not only airfare, but again, car rentals, hotels, cruises. You can find everything there on Travelocity. And the great thing about that, too, is that if you are flexible, you can certainly do a lot better on that site as well. And then speaking of Expedia, it is very similar to Travelocity. You find your deals by shopping for flights, a combination of the two of flights and accommodations, and you can also do car deals there as well. But again, with all of these, if you're flexible with your dates and your time of day that you're traveling, you'll do a whole lot better on those sites.
How about refundability? Are these sites anything refundable or not?
Well, that can be tricky, so you need to really read the fine print on that because some of them may not be. I've gotten caught with that a time or two with hotels, so you definitely have to read that fine print because what happens is that you're not booking directly with the hotel. You're actually booking with Expedia in the rooms that they have reserved because really they're online travel agencies is really what they are. So they may have a group of rooms that they have at that hotel, so you may not be able to get it refunded if you decide that, you know, I don't want to stay at this hotel. I want to stay a little closer to this particular attraction in the city where I'm going or to this hotel, restaurant, or family member. So that can be a little bit tricky with that. Good question, Doc Bill.
Okay.
Now, Orbitz, too, is another one. A lot of people have heard of Orbitz. It's still around. It used to be my favorite place to go and shop around before Kayak. But it's still a great place to go and find those deals, very similar to Expedia and to Travelocity. So definitely check that one out as well. And it used to be, you know, you could really find some big deals and differences. But also, too, I say go directly to the airline or to the hotel as well. The hotels may have a special that they have going on, especially if you're part of those loyalty programs. They may have something that they have for those folks who've been quite loyal to them.
Sounds good?
Mm-hmm. Now, did you know that Google also has something called Google Flights?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. This is a recent find for me as well. It's a great site, though, because you can compare some shop there again. You can compare flights, so it is all about flights. It will help you choose your best time of day to go or best flights to fit in your schedule. But what I really like about them, too, is that they do something called the best destination. So they will actually put together some different destinations that will tell you a little bit about things to do there, things to see. So if you're really kind of up in the air with, well, we want to go on a family vacation and we're going to take, you know, the grandparents along with us, it really is a great site for helping you see what's a good deal for everybody. So you can do a little bit of comparison shopping there.
Sounds good.
And then Cheapo Air is just like what it sounds like. Cheapo Air. I saw a place one time called Cheapo Gas too, right?
A lot of Cheapo Gas is down in the South.
So it works the same way. You're looking for a deal. You're looking for it to be the lowest rock bottom price. So Cheapo Air is not only just air. You can also find car rentals there. You can find vacations there as well. It's hotel. So, but don't be fooled by the name. So still you can get a lot of quality there.
Okay.
I think I missed one called hipmonk.com. And what's great about it, it will track airfares using your email. It will send you alerts. So very, very similar to Airfare Watchdog, where you can set up some filters and sort out exactly what it is that you're looking for, and they can keep you up to date on what's going on. So a great way to shop around. So, Doc Bill, maybe I can convince some of the guys listening out there that shopping around is a good thing.
Well, for certain things, I think that's not a problem. It's just for a lot, most things.
For most things. Maybe those Christmas gifts. So have you gotten all of your Christmas shopping done?
Not yet.
Okay, so you still have a little bit to do. Have you got my gift?
In my mind.
In your mind? So I'm getting a virtual gift this year?
It'll become reality soon.
Okay. All right. Well, if it will become reality, I can accept that. I won't press you too much, as long as you promise. Is that a promise on air?
That's a promise.
Okay, everybody heard that, right? Promise on air. No virtual gifts for Anita. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we'll be back in a few minutes to talk a little bit more about some more tips for the holiday season. The show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. We'll be back in a moment on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count. Is
have snow.